And this is an 18-year-old, an exclusive written by Marie-Louise McCrory. And she's got this story. Catholic teenager left for dead is how the Irish News describe it. After a sectarian attack in a loyalist area of Belfast. This was an 18-year-old. He was chased through the streets of the village, assaulted, thrown into a wheelie bin, and semi-conscious in that bin. He heard one of the mob say, "That's enough, I think he's dead." Now, what was this kid doing? He's a student from the Short Strand area in East Belfast, and he was working as an extra for a filling, starring the Wire's Aidan Gillen. So he was working for a film. Here we are. You've got filming in the heart of Belfast. That's what we want. Kid gets beaten up, thrown into a bin. Why? Because he's a Catholic. 2012, Northern Ireland. Lord Mayor of Belfast, it's his area, Niall O'Donnell, with us this morning. Niall, good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Well, you're aware of this case now.
I'm aware of the case, yes. We have got a number of reports of it into both mine and Alex Maskey's constituency officer on the Armagh Road. Obviously, it's a very worrying situation, Stephen, as you outlined at the start of the programme. It's also a very serious one. James was reportedly left in a particularly bad state, as were a number of the other boys that were overtaking part in the film, and a number of them are, as well as being hurt, also very traumatised as a result.
So here we have, you know, if you think of the money that filming in Northern Ireland actually brings, if you think of the prestige that brings, and now what we have is an unsafe environment for extras and actors in Northern Ireland. That's the bottom line. People won't like me saying it, but that's the bottom line. If you've got extras being beaten up and thrown into wheelie bins, that's the bottom line.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Stephen, it's difficult to disagree with what you're saying, but at the same time, there's a tremendous amount of filming taking place across the city. This, unfortunately, has happened. I condemn it outright, and obviously my thoughts are with all of the families caught up in it. But there has been a tremendous amount of work going on in that part of the city, led by community leaders from the village, led by people like Alex Maskey and others, to try and resolve these contentious issues. But, I mean, there's no denying the fact that this happened. There's no denying the fact that James Turley was effectively left for dead. And the creative industries and the new industries are something that we are increasingly encouraging people to become involved with. They in themselves are the symbol of a changed Belfast. But you still have that minority out there who are driven by sectarian hatred. I don't think they're representative of the city. I don't think they're representative of the vast majority of the community in the village. But at the same time, it has happened, and a group of young people from the Short Strand who were in the village taking part in this film set were given sectarian abuse.
So more than one, Niall, where they were from. Was more than one person beaten up?
Yes, there was a number of people attacked, and there was a number of cars attacked as they were trying to get the young people to safety.
So a mob gathered, attacked up to five people. We're talking about one of them here, James Turley, this morning. If anybody knows James Turley or can help us get in contact with James, we'd really like James to come onto the radio this morning, 08459 555 678. It just strikes me, Niall, that the undercurrent that seems to be, and I don't know how prolific it is or it isn't, but at the end of the day, there is an undercurrent of sectarianism, and we see it raise its ugly head once again.
Well, Stephen, to be fair, people within leadership across the city are very, very conscious of that and are telling people like you that regularly. I don't think it's as big as it was, but sectarianism in many ways does remain.
The production team, they had their car smashed up. They had their window smashed up as well. So you've got a film company coming into the village area, and the village, you know, a place that would want regeneration, would want investment, would want people to bring money into their area. And if you're living in the village this morning, look what's happening in your area. These thugs mean that other companies will not want to come anywhere near you. That's the bottom line. So if you're living in the village and you think, oh, it's just, and I very much doubt very many of you will say this, it's just a Catholic, the majority of you will be thinking this is reprehensible, this is offensive, this is dirty, this is disgusting. But for any of you that do think it's just a Catholic, I'm telling you now, What does that mean, even? It's just a Catholic. You're putting a human being into a bin and you're leaving him for dead. It's hard, Niall, to get inside the mind of the people who do
right,
this.
And I mean, this, unfortunately, this isn't the first time that, that you know, young people from the Short Strand will have experienced the sort of butt end of South Korean violence. But I mean, I take heart from the fact that they were up for going there in the first place. They didn't take into consideration that, oh, we're going into the village, we can't go in there. Like most young people would be, they were probably excited. They were going to be actors in a film. And they wanted to be there and they wanted to take part of it. And this has ruined that experience for them and obviously left them in a very, very traumatized state of mind. But I think you made a fair point, because I do believe the majority of people in the village want regeneration. They're entitled to the type of investment and regeneration that they have been calling for a long number of years. But here you have, once again, a sectarian incident, sectarian hatred, leading to the fact where, unfortunately, people might give the village next time a second look.
Well, why wouldn't you?
No. And that's unfortunate. That's certainly not what I want to see as mayor of this city. Yeah. It's not what I want to see as a Sinn Féin councillor.
Yeah, but having said that, Niall, when I talk about, you mentioned leader again, when I talk about political leadership, it's about imagery from politicians and it's about getting a steer from politicians. And if you think about the whole issue around the cadet saga, if you think about the whole issue around the Irish language sign at the City Hall, when there is that tension, when there is that them and us mentality, maybe that feeds into this.
Well, Stephen, I think that you've referred to two very, very minimal issues out of, because politically,
minimal,
by and large, if you look at City Hall, if you look at the Assembly and the work that goes on day in and day out, relations are 99.9% positive. They're good. They're working for the mutual benefit of working class communities right across the city. I mean, we're working in City Hall on a quite a significant investment package to stimulate the type of
but Niall, the big stories.
The
but Niall, it's also about communication to a community, and the big stories that there have been recently, to be fair, they have been about the cadet row from the City Hall. They have been about the Irish language row sign over Christmas at the City Hall. And this is the message that all generations are getting, that there is still fighting over them and us, that there's still fighting between Catholic and Protestant representation.
Stephen, that's unfortunate that the media chose to make those the big massive stories that they became. But what can't be removed is in the village, between places like the Donegal Pass, the Market, the Lower Armour Road, places in North Belfast, places in my own constituency here in Inner East Belfast, are working day in and day out to show the type of necessary leadership that you're talking about. Now, it mightn't always get the coverage in the media, but it is there and it is by and large happening. I don't think anyone, any right-thinking person, will stand back and say, because of the stories that you referred to, that either, and I know you're not saying it justifies, but in some ways allows for the type of incident where we've seen grown men engaging in a sectarian attack on a group of young people. I think you're
wondering,
you're looking for a very broad correlation there, to be quite honest.